98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
One of our listeners is looking for your help and advice. She contacted us over last weekend, and we're only getting around to dealing with it today, with the dilemma that she is facing at this moment. And it brings up the whole issue of tough love. And at what point does a parent have to cut ties with their son, son or daughter who's making life hell for them? Now, she wants her identity disguised, excuse me, so we're calling her Jessica. That's all, okay? Just Jessica. And that's not her name, by the way. I can't believe I'm typing this, but here goes, wrote Jessica. Myself and my husband are considering kicking our 17-year-old out of the house in a few months when he turns 18 over a serious incident which has shocked both of us. My son stole from us to buy drugs. Last Friday, I checked my bottom drawer and then I realised my Nikon DSLR camera was missing. I asked my husband, who said he hadn't seen it anywhere. We tore up our bedroom and didn't find it. I asked my son and he said he didn't see it. After searching for it on the weekend and not finding it, we sat down as a family when my son finally admitted to me that he pawned it off to someone on adverts. The reason was so that he could buy cannabis. So far, we've told my son to stay in his room, but haven't decided on the appropriate course of action. Should we take away his privileges or go down the route of calling the Gardaí? My husband is thinking of throwing him out and letting him stay with friends. We had no idea he was even using the drug, as we are very anti-drugs. What would you do? Please don't use my real name, and I can't come on air because it is quite embarrassing. And that's from a lady called Jessica. So there's a couple of issues there. How should parents like this deal with a situation where their son is not only using drugs, but also stealing to pay for the drugs? He stole the camera, he flogged it, and he used the money to buy drugs. Now, they're very anti-drug, and I know an awful lot of people are. I'm very anti-drug myself. What do you achieve by kicking him out? The very first message that we got, literally this second, is a message saying, kick him out. Is that the answer? To throw your own child out for robbing from you for drugs? Call me right now on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. I believe that a lot of people think that you never throw your own child out. No matter what he or she has done, you just don't throw them out. Others think if he's going to be that disrespectful to the household in which he's living, that he would rob an expensive camera, flog it online to buy drugs, then he's no place in your household. Have you ever had to deal with this? Where you had a family member that was robbing from the household in order to feed a drug habit? And if so, how did you deal with it? Call me right now on 6797981. You could argue that by kicking him out, he would be on the streets and another homeless statistic in no time, and that he could end up in a worse drug situation. Let me go to Anthony. You're on 98 FM. How are you, Anthony?
How's it going there, Paul?
Anthony, you say kick him out.
I would, yeah. No, brother. I've dealt with that stuff with an older brother of mine. It was stealing from my parents, and I've went through the whole life with him. He won't change, you know.
And was he ever kicked out?
Oh, yes. Tons of times. Came back, done the same thing again. 6 feet under now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
As a result of drugs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Died in sleep, you know.
What age was he when he died?
He was 27, 26.
But the question is, it does kicking your child out of the house, and I understand how that would be the reaction of a lot, does that not make the problem worse? when they're literally out on the street or they're, you know, they're couch surfing from house to house.
Yeah, I get that, but he's not a child either, you know. He's 17, 18 years old, stealing from his parents, you know.
Yeah, but he's going to be 18 in a couple of weeks, and that's when they're thinking of throwing him out.
Yeah. I've got two kids of my own, and I'm fairly anti-drugs. I've seen what happened to my brother, you know. Can't stand people do it. Can't stand people sell it. So, no time for them, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm very anti-drugs myself. I've just never seen the point in them, to be quite honest with you. But anyway, the worry is that throwing an 18-year-old out of his family home, and I understand, you know, this is just the start.
18-year-old man as well, you know.
Okay, an 18-year-old man. Yeah, no, that's a fair point. But throwing an 18-year-old man out on the street is literally throwing him out to the wolves, isn't it?
Well, you know, shouldn't have done in the first place, you know, stealing his parents, you know.
No, I agree. Of course he shouldn't.
If they don't worry about what's going to happen, you know.
And you're saying that with your brother, he robbed from the house, he was thrown out, came back again, and he just did the same thing over and over
same
again.
Same thing over and over. They just keep on doing it to create the habit, and that's it. You know, they don't care about anybody else. You know?
Yeah, I mean, this lady, we reached out to her over the last couple of days and she wouldn't speak because she's embarrassed. Now, I don't know what she's embarrassed about. She hasn't done anything. It's her son who's doing it.
Yeah.
But you believe that when he turns 18, she should feel no guilt if he's robbing from the house to just chuck him out the door?
I'd give him a slap on the way out. Seriously.
Would you not give him a warning first?
She shouldn't need one. You know, he shouldn't need a warning. He's 18 years old, you know. It's like this day and age, people, anybody doing drugs nowadays knows the consequences. When my brother started doing drugs, they were the first generation to start doing it.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew the real effects, you know. To do anything nowadays is just stupid, you know.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Anthony. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note like JD just did to 0877 98 98 98.
Adrian, JD here. He's a young man. He has a problem. Get him help rather than throw him out. If you throw him out, he's going to go down the wrong road and there'll be more trouble ahead of him. So I reckon get him help, and there's loads of it out there now. Loads of it. Good luck.
All right, JD, thanks very much indeed. Is that you would think, Anthony, that suggesting we'll get you help is better than throwing him out, is it not?
You can only get help if you want it. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus, the amount of times my brother tried to get it and come back out of prison, come back on the drugs, all the usual shit. If you don't want it, they don't want it.
Mm.
You know? Nobody can help him other than himself. You can put all the facilities out there in the world. If he doesn't want to do it, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so you can't force somebody to get help, basically. They need to want to do it themselves and they should be able to.
My brother done 4 or 5 years in Port Leash, still waiting drugs. Still when they get out of prison, back on the drugs and died. You know?
Isn't that awful, Jim?
So,
that's dreadful.
Unless you want to help themselves, nobody can do it for them.
You said you have two kids yourself now. What ages are they?
I don't have babies.
Okay.
64.
And, you would throw them out as well if they started dabbling in drugs?
Oh, yeah. No time for it, you know? Especially at that age, you know? I mean, he's 18 years old, you know? No time for that shit, you know?
All right. And obviously your kids, when they're teenagers, will know that. They will know.
Oh, yes.
The possible repercussions of dabbling in drugs. They will know. You will let them know clearly.
They nearly know about it already.
Right, okay.
You know?
Very good.
So,
all right, let me have a listen. Oh, yeah, here's a message. And it says, my son is 17 and I had the same issue. I sent him straight into treatment to nip it in the bud, as addiction is ripe nowadays with the young kids and cannabis. But so many are normalising weed, and it is very bad for your mind, causing psychosis and other mental health issues. It worked for now, but my son knows it's a long road to recovery. Tell the lady to ring Sassy. They are HSE and will help him. They helped my son, says that message. Okay, let's have a listen to this from AD.
This is a first offence. He shouldn't be thrown out. They should have a very, very big conversation with him about why he did it, why he couldn't ask for the money, and his reasons for obviously for doing the drugs and stuff like that. But don't kick him out, because that'll just send him to harder drugs.
And that would be my worry, I have to say, to that lady, Jessica, and I know she's listening because she did ask us to have the conversation. But here's the thing, how can you live, if you're really anti-drug, you just don't like drugs, you don't want anybody in your home taking drugs, how do you deal with that? Where am I going now? Paula, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Paula.
Hi, Adrian. Thank you for having me this morning.
You don't believe throwing your child out is the answer to anything?
No, I'm 59 years of age and I have recovered from a 25-year addiction.
Okay.
And the addiction
to drugs?
Addiction to over-the-counter medication, codeine. It's the same thing as heroin.
Yep, absolutely, yep.
Codeine. Now, my opinion is, and they did say, do we sit him down or do we just throw him out? Now, what I get from that is, if they love their child, he's obviously only 17 years of age. He's only stealing because he has a problem. And if they're his parents and they love him, sit him down, talk to him, get him help, and I can actually give you the name of the clinic, and it's in Ringsend. It's the Ringsend Addiction. It's in the primary care centre in Ringsend, okay. And if they get him help there, one thing is leading to another. He wasn't stealing. He started using before he started stealing. Putting him out on the street is throwing him out there to the wolves. He won't survive. He'll end up getting worse. He'll end up dying. They'll end up living with guilt. What I suggest is they sit him down, they take the problem on board and do what they can for him. Now, people will say they don't want help. They don't know that he doesn't want help yet because they obviously haven't sat down and spoken to him.
Hmm.
So my opinion is take him in, show them how much they love him, that they want to help him. There's plenty of help out there, and deal with it. It's not the fact that he's stealing from them. He doesn't mean to do it. He doesn't mean to steal. He needs to steal. He needs the money.
But he's not on heroin, though. He's only on cannabis. And
That's what I'm there. That's where I'm coming from. He's only on cannabis. Now we can nip it in the bud.
Yeah. I mean, I don't buy the he needed to steal.
Well, he needs to pay for his addiction. You know, he needs to steal to pay for his addiction. Like, I spent 30 odd years, I was head of security for Dunn Stores for 30 years as well, and I came across an awful lot of addicts, and they need to steal to feed their habit. You know,
I don't know of many cannabis users that need to steal to feed their habit. No, I could be completely... Well, obviously, this young fella did, but maybe he just hasn't...
Well, he did. Obviously, he did, Adrian. He obviously did steal. So, for whatever reason he stole, he needed to. And if it's drugs, I just think that they should give him a chance of help. That's all.
All right, a chance of help. Call me right now on 6797981. We're talking about a message that we got over last weekend from a lady that were called Jessica. And I'll read it to you again. And some people think this is way over the top. But anyway, have a listen to it. I can't believe I'm typing this, but here goes. Myself and my husband are considering kicking our 17-year-old son out in a few weeks when he turns 18 over a serious incident which has shocked both of us. My son stole from us to buy drugs. Last Friday, I checked my bottom drawer and realised my Nikon DSLR camera was missing. I asked my husband, who said he hadn't seen it anywhere. We tore up our bedroom and didn't find it. I asked my son and he said he didn't see it either. After searching for it over the weekend and not finding it, we sat down as a family when my son finally admitted that he pawned it off to someone on adverts. The reason was so that he could buy cannabis. So far, we've told my son to stay in his room, but haven't decided on the appropriate course of action. Should we take away his privileges or go down the route of calling the Gardaí? My husband is thinking of throwing him out and letting him stay with friends. We had no idea he was even using the drug, as we are very anti-drugs. What would you do? Asks Jessica. Please don't read out my real name, and I can't come on air because it's quite embarrassing. I don't know why she's embarrassed, but anyway. Call me right now on 6797981. Paul and Jen, I'll take your calls straight after the break. Now, you're very welcome back. This message just came in to me. I'm in a similar scenario, but it's my husband who smokes it. I hate drugs and can't hack it, as I have a teenage son and he knows he smokes it, and I don't want him to think that his dad smokes it so he can too. I have applied for a divorce stroke separation, as it's still an addiction and it's really hard for them to give up. My husband can't and will be unbearable to live with if he did, and has no interest. It's made my husband selfish, lazy, and all he thinks about is weed. So there's a lady who's applying for a separation because of this. And here's another message. I grew up in a home with a brother that was a drug addict since he was 15. Our parents did not do drugs and my mother doesn't even drink. We were reared in an upper class area with every opportunity. I would 100% recommend that that woman kicks her son out, because it doesn't get any better. He would steal everything and anything he could get his hands on. He brought on unbelievable shame on my family and the community. It comes to a stage where you have to think of the other children in the home. Myself and my other siblings suffered due to the consistent issues he brought to our home. He will steal again and again, and it will only get worse. It's only a matter of time that he has nothing left to rob, and she will have drug dealers knocking down her front door with threats. My brother is in his 30s now, and nothing has changed. Paul, obviously when you hear of somebody even contemplating throwing their own child out, you think, oh my God, who would do that? You have to understand how some people reach the end of their tethers. Something has to give eventually.
Absolutely, Adrian. I mean, I can understand how they feel, but like the previous lady that was on there, the lady who had a problem with the codeine, I don't believe throwing them out is the solution. I think that'll only send them with a downward spiral. I mean, what sort of friends is he going to stay with? He goes into a downward spiral where it goes from weed or grass to baby Charlie or crystal meth or something like that, or even heroin.
And then he's screwed.
And the next thing, the father and mother are looking at a box being lowered into the ground, and they're thinking to themselves, for the rest of their natural lives, that's our fault.
Mm.
We done that. What he needs is help, not to be kicked out. You know,
in fact,
probably sounds stupid to say an 18-year-old.
But you can't. Do you know what I mean? But now they have at this moment. We've told him to stay in his room, but haven't decided on the appropriate course of action. I mean, they're talking about calling the guards. I don't know what the guards are going to do.
I think they could bring in the liaison officer from the guards, and or maybe go to one of the, you know, as I said, that previous lady. There's so many agencies now that, you know, catch you at the start and kind of give you the proper counselling, and it's like, I suppose in some ways it's probably like an alcoholic kind of get the proper counselling and admit your problem and deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, so I just got a message, obviously, from somebody who smokes, saying, tell her to grow up. He smoked a bit of weed, as most of us did. Tell her to be a parent.
Well, I think that's a stupid attitude, because he stole. And I mean, one of the very minor pluses of this whole thing of Jessica's letter is the fact that he eventually admitted that he stole. I mean, he could have been one of these guys that went on a mad one and said, I'm never going to admit this. Mm. And then, like, it went on and on and on, and there was
Paul. He could have stolen already and just wasn't caught for it. That's a possibility. But this notion of throwing your 18-year-old out on the street because he smoked weed and robbed a bit is ridiculous. You think that will just send him on a downhill spiral?
Absolutely, Edwin.
All right, thank you, Paul. Karen sent me this voice note.
Hi, Adrian. Just to jump on that conversation about the young people smoking weed. I just don't think kicking him out is the right answer. I think you need to look deeper and see what is actually going on with him. Is he, you know, going through some sort of stage in life where maybe he's not getting on in school? Has there been a trauma, a death in the family? Like, he's trying to fill a void at that age, smoking weed. I think the parents have a duty to kind of figure out what that is and go from there and kind of address it head on. Kicking him out onto the streets, he's only going to get street credibility for that. Do you know what I mean? From his friends and, oh, my ma kicked me out for this, that and the other type of thing. You don't want to feed into that. Do you know what I mean? You want your kid to know that they're loved and protected and safe, and whatever they're going through, you're going to go through it with them and sort it out. I personally think, anyway.
All right, thank you, Karen. Jen, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you today?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
So, I am in my mid-20s, and I have a seven-year age gap from me and my younger sister. Now, she's 19 now, but at the time, she was 16, and we came across, it happened to be my younger sister, again, the age where she's 10 now, so she would have been a little bit younger then again. She had a money box, and she used to put in tenners and fivers or whatever she could get given. Now, this money box went missing, and we couldn't find it. At the time, I had actually only cleaned my sister's bedroom, so I had said to my mum, it definitely was in there, it's not there now. And around that time, my sister had kind of went through a patch of being friends with the wrong crowd. And the area I grew up in, I didn't have a lot of friends in. I went to school in a town close to it. Mm. So I didn't know too many people, but I knew enough people to kind of suss things out. So I got the suss anyway, because there's not too much of an age gap between the two of us. And she was hanging around with people who were selling and people who were taking drugs. Now, I looked into this further, and there was things that came to my head of these people that she was around, that there was cannabis, there was cocaine, there was, to the extent of horse tranquilizer, which is ketamine, are using these days. So I completely, as an older sister, tried to reach out to her, but that was completely blocked out, and that was shut down, and nothing came of it. Now, I knew that she had come to this liking of smoking weed. Now, I knew that she wasn't doing anything else, because I told her to be open and honest with me and that she could always talk to me about that. And that wasn't an issue. But then she started to get more boisterous as kind of, she got more nasty, and she knew when she could put her back up to family in the house, and she rebelled, and she'd stay out till 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So that's the stage where my parents got the guards involved and said, look, I don't know where she is. She should be home, and she's under the age. She needs to come home. And that kind of scared her a little bit, because the guards were now bringing her home. And we come from a family where if you bring drugs into our house, you're not living in our house either. And that's the end of. My parents didn't kick my sister out of the house. Mm. They actually seeked for the best support that they could get. I think it was David Coleman that my dad brought my sister to, and she didn't benefit from that whatsoever. But what she did benefit from was knowing there was someone in the family she could talk to, someone that didn't judge her. She could talk to them and give her advice that she needed, but in a supportive way.
Okay, so the point being that to just completely blank this young fella, as was said already, rather than holding your arms open and offering him support and help, it would be counterproductive to just harshly react and just chuck him out the door, basically.
Absolutely. And this is coming from two perspectives. I also have a boyfriend who did steal, when he was younger, he stole a Wii from his family, he stole laptops from his family, and he sold them to get cannabis. And only years later, we've realised that his mother's an alcoholic, and that's the reason that he went through that. It was his crutch. So the golf is an issue.
Okay, so throwing him out is not the answer. Jen, unfortunately, I've just reached the end. And Dylan, Teresa and Sean are on the line here. And I'm really sorry to the three of you. I don't have time. But I tell you what I will do. I will carry this conversation over to tomorrow morning because there's a huge reaction to it about how other families have dealt with the same sort of thing. So tomorrow morning on the programme, I will continue the conversation. So hopefully those callers will be available to us tomorrow morning. That's it from us for today. Thank you for joining us. We'll continue that conversation tomorrow.
Every morning from 10, Dublin Talks on 98 FM.